Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup. I am here with Des Olson. Welcome.
Thank you, Wendy.
She is our new principal at Wasatch Elementary. We are so excited for you.
I'm so excited for this next adventure. I'm so excited.
Okay. So we want to have people get a chance to get to know you a little bit. So tell us a little bit about your path prior to you coming to Wasatch.
Okay, like education
wise? Yeah, sure. And then you can also share stuff about your family if you want, whatever you want to share.
Great.
It's all good.
I was born in Connecticut.
Oh, and then, I didn't know that.
Yes,
that's
on the
awesome.
East Coast. But then my family moved to Utah when I was young. So I actually grew up in Provo City School District.
Yes!
I received my education here, and so I'm a proud member of this district, always have been from the time I was a student here, and now getting to work here and really excited to get to be a principal here. So after I received my education here, then I went to BYU.
Okay.
And I actually started out in social work. And
oh, that's interesting.
I did an internship in an elementary school through that program. And I loved the social work side of it. But I spent a lot of time in classrooms. And I just started thinking, you know what? I really think this might be for me. So I switched my major into teaching elementary education. Since 1998, okay. I've held various positions in education. And I taught in Granite School District, Provo okay. School District, was a grant coordinator for a while. And then I was the facilitator at Sunset View, the instructional
right.
facilitator, and at Canyon Crest Elementary. And then I spent the past 3 years as the assistant principal at Edgemont.
I hope Wasatch knows how lucky they are. Okay, tell us a little bit about what you've learned already about the school.
First of all, I pulled up to the big, beautiful building
yes.
for the first time and just went, wow. I was just getting to tour that building for the first time.
That's
was
awesome.
Unbelievable.
Minus the wall, of course.
Yes,
minus
of
the wall.
Course.
We'll get,
of course,
we'll fix
but that's
the wall.
Coming.
It's coming. It's happening.
That's coming. So I've actually had the opportunity to meet with the PAWS PTO presidents,
oh.
Maggie and Kendall, and then our school community council president, Emily, as well as I had the opportunity to spend those 2 days with the building leadership
yes.
team. That was so great having that time. We had some really good conversations. And so through meeting with them, like
yeah.
with the parents, I've gotten to hear about all the great things that they bring. Like I had already kind of heard.
Yeah, we all know, like the Wasatch community is awesome.
Yes.
They're so supportive of the school.
But they got to share with me some details about our goals together, the theme for the year, things like that, when we'll be meeting again. And we talked a lot about the goals of the school, too, like
oh,
with
good.
Emily. And then the leadership team, we had a lot of good conversations about the good things already in place that are happening
yes.
and then some things that they can already see that we might want to start building on. And so, honestly, every time I have those kind of meetings, that's when I feel the most energized and excited
yes.
about this coming year. And one of the things I know, well, about Wasatch is that they are a DLI school, of
yes.
course. And I love that because I've spent the last 4 years in DLI schools.
DLI schools,
so
yep.
I understand the concerns that come with that and also the strengths that come with that. Excited to work with that program. And then also one of the things to always think about with that is also making sure that we build up
yes.
the traditional side of the classroom. I know that about Wasatch too, that that's something we're always working on. So I'm excited to jump in and work with everybody on those things.
Tell us a little bit about what you want students to know about you.
I want students to know that they're the whole reason that I'm here.
Yes.
And they're the whole reason that we're here.
That's
like,
right.
if I had to sum it up, that's what I want students to know. And that I love coming to work every day to be with them and I'm excited to get to know them and just see what they're doing and see what they care about and what they're accomplishing in their classrooms and in their life. And that I hope they know that everybody here is here for them and that they
yeah.
have all these people every day at school that care so much about them and want to see them succeed. So
yeah. You have always been the person who's like, I love going to work.
I
love my job. This is like the best. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we need to like bottle up that energy for sure. So it's pretty fantastic. They'll feel that right away for sure. What do you want the parents to know?
You know, I want the parents to know kind of along the same lines that I care about their students and
yeah.
their families. And I want to get to know them. I want to meet them. I want to talk with them. I'm excited to team together with them. Like we talked about before, like I know that Wasatch is a community that is blessed to have huge parent involvement
yes.
and they bring so much to the table. And so I'm really excited to tap into that with them and team together.
Yeah. what I love about the Wasatch community is they're really good about also saying, okay, we see this as an issue. We have an idea for how to fix it. It's not like, here, let me just dump this on you and then peace out. See you later. They're all about how can we help? They want to dive in. And that's what I've just seen as I've been here. So you're so lucky to have such a great community.
I'm so excited for that. That partnership will go a long way.
It will go a long way. As you met with your building leadership team, what are some of the things that you're looking at that you're like, these are celebrations that I wish I could shout from the rooftop that maybe not everybody knows, or where you're like, wow, this is amazing. Like, how does not everybody know about this? Like, what surprised you about that you were excited about?
Just in general, meeting with them, I'm like, these are top-notch people.
They are amazing teachers.
They get it. The processes that we're going for, they get the importance of working as a team to help the student achievement. Wasatch, I can feel it even in the building leadership team. They have this identity that's just, they're really proud of that, you know. And there's a lot of teachers at the school that have been there a long time and understand that and like feel that.
They have an ownership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. And I loved that even it was the first time I was meeting with them and they were bringing their voices. They were just, like, I didn't have to be like, come on, everybody, talk. Tell me. They were ready. So that's been created, I feel like, in already with them. And that's what we want. We want everybody to not be afraid to bring their voice to the table, right? And so the way that they're working together that way, I was really impressed with. I know we celebrated some of their team's scores and things like that. And I know that that's a result of what I've been talking about, their hard work together as a team. And so that was impressive to me. I just can't wait to work with that team throughout the year and then our grade level teams.
Yeah. What's so interesting is they know that there's really high expectations in that community and they don't want to disappoint anybody. So they work really hard to ensure that success for sure.
They do. Like they came to that first building leadership team meeting ready for expectations to meet them and ready to just like, how far can we go right now?
Oh, you know? That's amazing. I love
ready
that energy.
Ready to dive in.
Oh, that's incredible. Love that energy. What are some things that you've had success with in the past that you're excited to bring that expertise to Wasatch that where you're like, I think I can really help with this?
I feel like working at Edgemont the last 3 years has given me some insight and tools that I am excited to bring because the systems in place there, I've been thinking a lot about this.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, there's dedicated, hardworking, amazing staff, teachers.
That's right.
I've been thinking a lot about like what made it work so well that time that I've been at Edgemont, because it has been. I feel like we've had systems there in place that have been consistent for long enough that then these dedicated, hardworking people, even like me as the assistant principal, I and we were able to come in and do the things that we wanted to do in an environment that those systems had created.
Oh, that's
does that
very,
make sense?
Yes, it so totally like, does. Yeah.
So I think the same things are happening. Everybody's putting in good work. Everybody's putting good work everywhere, but those systems make it so there's an environment that, like, there's intentionality to it, and we're making sure we're focused on the right work all the time. And then we can start to say, well, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this, and build higher. My point of this is that I think I've gained an understanding of what those systems look like and what those strong teams look like, and how to keep them consistent. So I'm excited to come see what's already happening with that at Wasatch.
Right.
And then build on it.
And build on it. I love you said the word intentionality. Like it's, everyone's always working hard. Like I feel that you see it all the time in education. It's about, is there intentionality and are we really focused in what we're trying to accomplish? That becomes really powerful. And I loved it too when you and Harmony worked at Edgemont, you would send me pictures of how your teams were working through data and different things that they were doing. And that's just a very powerful reflection. It's not a gotcha moment. It's a, oh, let's look at this. Let's figure out what's going well. What do we need to work on? Who can we learn from? Like those are powerful things for
Thank
sure.
Thank you. That's exactly what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the systems in place with Yes.
Yeah, I totally see that. Tell us a little bit about what you love in terms of like your hobbies or what do you like to do in your free time or fun places you've traveled so people get to know the person of Principal Olson.
This is a fun question.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel like it's the same answers a lot of people would say because they're the things that are fun. Like, I love to travel. I love to be outside. I am from Utah. They are all these great places to be outside in Utah, right? Yeah. My husband and I have been married a long time, and I have two grown daughters. One of them just got married. So we like to, our whole time together, that's what we do together. We go outside, we camp, we kayak, we bike, we do all the...
Oh, that's awesome.
I used to do a lot more like hike, really hard hikes and stuff like that.
Yeah, but now we get recently, older and now we get kind of tired.
Yeah, yeah, maybe yeah. someday again, yeah. who knows. But yeah. So there's that. I love to do that, be outside and travel.
Where's your favorite place that you've been or some of the most memorable?
Yes, it would be Iceland. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Iceland was, I spent 10 days and drove the ring road in Iceland.
Oh, wow.
And one of my favorite things ever, because it's not commercialized, at least when I went there, it's not commercialized yet. It's just open land, not a lot of people, not a lot of signs everywhere. You don't have to pay for anything. You just go and you're in this open spaces. It's beautiful.
That's pretty incredible. And there's only like 400,000 people or something
right.
in Iceland.
So and they all read books on Christmas Eve. Why wouldn't you want to go?
I would agree.
And there's all these women in leadership. There's like, it's a lot of things about Iceland.
There are a lot of pretty great things about Iceland. That's very true. We're just excited to have you at Wasatch Elementary. You're going to do a fantastic job. I'm glad you're already getting to know the community and the teachers. And here we are. We're marching fast towards August.
Oh, we
so
are.
Here we go.
Oh, we are. I hope continuing this summer, I'll get to meet with even more people. Like, yeah. I'm going to be around, so come see me.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Principal Olson. It's so great to talk with you today.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone, for joining me for this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup. As always, all episodes will be posted on the district website, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts. If you have any topics or questions you would like us to discuss on the podcast, please email us at podcast@provo.edu. And don't forget to join us again next week for another new episode of What's Up with the Soup. Have a great weekend, everyone.